Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The majesty of the Father shining through His Son. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being. He sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven, Hebrews 1:3. Painters have tried, sculptors have tried, poets have tried, yet all have failed, for only one picture of God has ever been accurately rendered. Jesus Christ alone is the exact representation of God's nature. In Jesus, God became a man so that all the human races might see God. If your picture of God is a bit fuzzy, the opening verses of Hebrews will sharpen your focus, and John Calvin's words will help you better appreciate the picture. Walk with John Calvin, a French scholar and Reformation leader in the 1500s. The Son is said to be the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being. These are words which borrow from created things to describe the hidden majesty of God, but the things which are evident to our senses are fitly applied to God, that we may know what is to be found in Christ and what benefits He brings to us. When you hear that the Son is the brightness of the Father's glory, think that the glory of the Father is invisible until it shines forth in Christ, and that He is called the exact representation of His being. Because the Father's majesty is hidden until it shows itself impressed on the Son's image. The writer's purpose is to build up our faith so that we may learn that God is made known to us in no other way than in Christ. Thus, it follows that we are blind to the light of God until in Christ it shines on us. Today's New Testament reading is Hebrews chapter 1.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 1. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom also He made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. After He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So He became as much superior to the angels as the name He has inherited is superior to theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my Son, today I have become your Father," or again, "I will be His Father and He will be my Son"? And again, when God brings His firstborn into the world, He says, "Let all God's angels worship Him." In speaking of the angels, He says, "He makes His angels spirits and His servants flames of fire." But about the Son, He says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy." He also says, "In the beginning, Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will roll them up like a robe, like a garment they will be changed. But you remain the same, and your years will never end." To which of the angels did God ever say, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation?
God is light. So is Jesus. "I am the light of the world," John 8:12. God is the truth. So is Jesus. "I am the truth," John 14:6. God is God alone. So is Jesus. I am, John 8:58. God, in these last days, has spoken to us by his Son, Hebrews 1:1-2. Therefore, you are no longer in the dark about God when you have met the Savior. And that's a thought to brighten any day.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.